Now, I mean, I could make a game called Pycroft, where all you had to do was get 1 million pies, or 1,000 pies, or that would be very boring. 15 is a pretty optimal number. You find that, you know, between 5 and 20 is about the right number for keeping people going. But we don't just have pies in the boxes. There's 100% up here, and what we do is make sure that every time a box is opened, there's something in there, some little reward that keeps people progressing and engaged. In most adventure games, it's a little bit of in-game currency, a little bit of experience. But we don't just do that either. We also say there's going to be loads of other items of varying qualities and levels of excitement. There's going to be a 10% chance you get a pretty good item. There's going to be a 0.1% chance you get an absolutely awesome item. And each of these probabilities is carefully calibrated to the item. And also, we say, well, how many monsters? Should I have the entire world full of 1 billion monsters? No. We want 1 or 2 monsters on a screen at any one time. So I'm drawn on. It's not too easy, not too difficult. So all this is very powerful. But we're in virtuality. These aren't real boxes. So we can do some rather amazing things. We notice, looking at all these people opening boxes, that when people get to about 13 out of 15 pies, their perception shifts. They start to get a bit bored, a bit testy. They're not rational about probability. They think this game's unfair. It's not giving me my last 2 pies. I'm going to give up. If this were real boxes, there's not much we can do. But in a game, we can just say, right, well, when you get to 13 pies, you've got a 75% chance of getting a pie now. Keep you engaged. Look at what people do. Adjust the world to match their expectations. Now, games don't always do this. And one thing they certainly do at the moment is if you get a 0.1% awesome item, they make very sure another one doesn't appear for a certain length of time to keep the value, to keep it special. And the point is really that we evolve to be satisfied by the world in particular ways. Over tens and hundreds of thousands of years, we evolved to find certain things stimulating, and as very intelligent civilized beings, we're enormously stimulated by problem solving and learning. But now, we can reverse engineer that and build worlds that expressly tick our evolutionary boxes. So what does all this mean in practice? Well, I've come up with 7 things that I think show how you can take these lessons from games and use them outside of games.